from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
This is Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's here on Sports Radio 1250 AM, The Fan, WSSP, and of course, free on your Odyssey app. That's AUDACY, because we're all on this wild trip, aka this wild Odyssey together. My name's Mitch Nellis, aka Thunder, filling in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. And as we, you know, look at the internet and use our phones and just like flip through and flip through and flip through, every so often we've got an article that catches our eye. And I was doing that just late last week when I saw some nice things said about our Milwaukee Bucks. And I said, man, this sounds nice. I got to talk to this guy. I got to see what's going on. So joining the show now is Matt Issa. Matt Issa, sports writer for Forbes.com. He writes for all sorts of other sites as well. You can follow him on Twitter, Matt, M-A-T, that's right, 1-T, Issa, I-S-S-A, 15, that's 1-5. Matt, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Mitch? I got to ask, why do they call you Thunder?
Oh, I mean, it's a long story to go into, but I've spent my career, I did not give myself that nickname. When I was an on-air producer, Steve the Homer True, who's the voice of Marquette Basketball, was my host. And one day he did a bit that I was supposed to do. And at the end of it, he said, oh, Mitch, I didn't mean to steal your thunder. At which I replied and I screamed into the microphone, which you're not supposed to do. Homer, you can't steal my thunder because it's all thunder. So then he started saying, like, with Mitch bringing the thunder. And then he just started calling me Thunder.
Huh. Yeah, I couldn't tell if it was like a nod to AC/DC. I don't know if everybody was listening to the same music as I was.
They were. Yep.
Okay.
I have used Thunderstruck as walk-up music in like celebrity softball games and stuff like that. I've also embraced Imagine Dragons, Thunder, of course, and anywhere where, you know, there's a Katy Perry song that with Thunder, there's an Elton John song with Thunder. I embrace it all. I'm a all Thunder loving character.
That's awesome. I like that.
Thank you. So, Matt, thank you for jumping on. Thanks for joining the show. I caught wind of your article from Forbes.com, but I know that you got a bunch of stuff going on with fan-sided, the analyst, lots of sports casting. Your bio's been all over the place. And I also know that you're a Spartan. Is that true?
I am very much a Spartan. I recently graduated, went there for 7 years, got 2 degrees. My undergrad degree and then my law degree. So yeah, it's very, I bleed green.
So is it Matt Issa Esquire then? Are you going to add Esquire to the end of your name?
I could do that, can't I?
I think so. I'd say go for it.
Okay, I think I might take you up on that one.
So why NBA? Why, you know, it looks like a lot of, you know, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I know that you've done quite a bit, and I follow you on Twitter. I know you just wrote about the Bucks. You just wrote about the Pelicans. What about the NBA has drawn you in and kind of gotten your attention?
You mean this season, or like, why do I do this as a career?
Yeah, why do you do it? I mean, as a career, like why, why NBA as opposed to other sports or other careers or whatever that might be?
I mean, it just comes down to that's the game I kind of fell in love with as a little boy. I remember my dad and I, the first game I ever watched, a sports game with him, was Game 6 of the NBA Finals in 2006. It was the Miami Heat and Dallas Mavericks.
The Mavs, yep, sure.
Yep, and seeing Dirk Nowitzki lose so tragically, me as like somebody who's always kind of resonated with losers and people who come up short, kind of fell in love with Dirk Nowitzki and all that stuff. Eventually, he was able to climb the mountain, of course. So, yeah, I fell in love with the game of basketball and the NBA, and for what my money's worth, is the best league. So that's kind of how I got to where I am.
Nice. I love that. I feel like growing up, I was a big baseball guy, but NBA has kind of gotten my attention more and more as I get older, and I feel like so many of my contemporaries aren't quite sure if they're all in on the NBA or not, you know, as the league has evolved. But I think the quality is unbelievable.
Mitch, can I say this? Any critique I've ever heard about the NBA could easily be solved if they would just sit down with me for a couple minutes and watch like a game, like actually watch the game.
Right.
Like, 'cause usually what do you hear? You hear it's all isolation basketball. That's
yep.
not true. If you watch any play,
agreed.
There's hundreds of little things going on every single sequence. They say there's no defense. There's more defense than there ever has been. I've been rewatching some of the 90s finals, some of the Jordan finals, and I'm like, man, would it have been so easy to play defense in this era? Because you can be super physical. There isn't a lot of off-ball actions to stop. And whereas today, you got like 3, 4, 5 actions in a single play that you have to stop, and you're doing multiple coverages. There's so much communication, so much space to cover. So I don't know. I feel like any qualm anybody has with the NBA usually turns out to be something that isn't actually true. But that's just my little soapbox rant.
I completely agree. So let's get to the article. Matt Issa joining us on Wisconsin Sports Daily. So I think as Bucks fans, the DeLon Wright signing, the Torian Prince signing both happened, and we can get into those, but we kind of expected like something to happen there in terms of filling the roster. The Gary Trent Jr. signing is the one that came out of nowhere, and I think is going to have the most impact. How did the Bucks pull that off, and what does it mean for the roster to get somebody like Gary Trent Jr. onto the team?
Yeah, I mean, it's very honestly, so little, we can get back to this in a second, but actually the one I'm the most excited about is the Torian Prince signing. But with the Gary Trent signing, a lot of it has to do with Clutch, his agency, right? They're notorious for kind of having eyes bigger than their mouth. You know, you hear about guys at a buffet or gals at a buffet who might put too much on their plate and then realize they can't finish it. I think the Clutch agency believed that Gary Trent's value on the market would be more than it actually ended up being. And then it got to a point where Trent kind of, I haven't spoken to anyone close to him about it, but I'm guessing my assumption is that he got to a point where he's like, am I going to take a couple extra $1 million to play somewhere where I don't really have a great chance at playing for a competitive team? Or do I want to just, you know, take my medicine, take the veteran minimum, try to rehabilitate my value on this winning team and also try to compete for a title at the same time? And I think that's probably what ended up happening there. But I have like a formula, right, that I created. It's very, very simple, but it's from reading a little bit about kind of the processes that general managers use to estimate a player's production value, right? How much is a player worth based on their impact during the regular season? Because that's technically what the contracts are for, right? They get paid for the regular season. The playoffs is a whole different ballgame in terms of how payment works and stuff,
sure.
Right?
Yep.
And so basically what the formula is, it takes, if you go on this website, it's called Dunks and Threes. It's a subscription website, so you'd have to pay for it, but it's worth it. It's about like $3 a month, I think.
What's the website again? Say it again.
Dunksandthrees.com.
Okay, dunksandthrees.com. Got it.
Yeah, and so if you look at that website, they have a stat called estimated wins. How many wins is a player adding to their team in an 82-game season, right? And if you take that number and you multiply it by how much a win is worth in a given season, which to find out how much a win is worth in a given season, you take the salary cap maximum for that season and divide it by 41 because you assume every team would go 41 and 41, right? That's like the average.
Yep.
And so next season, I think a win is worth $3.4 million, okay? And I think Gary Trent, I don't have the numbers in front of me. I was trying to pull it up beforehand, but I couldn't find it. But I think he was worth about 4 wins last season. Okay, so if you do that 4 times.
Yeah, I think you have him at 3.8.
There you go. Thank you. Wow, you're reading my mind for me.
Nice.
But so it's about $12-13 million right there. So
yep.
You multiply those two. And the Bucks are playing in the veteran minimum, so that varies depending on how many years you've been in the league. I think for Trent's level of experience, it's about $3-ish million. So if you look at the rest of the NBA and all the contracts that were signed, like that is one of, I think that is the best value.
You have it as number one, then
yeah.
Kevin Love, then Kyle Lowry, then Malik Beasley, then DeMar DeRozan.
Boom. There you go. Man, you are the best. I wish I could have you with me everywhere.
Hey, you know what? We'd make a great team, no doubt about it.
Yeah, we would. Thunder and Ice. But
I like it.
Ice.
Nice.
Yeah.
So yeah, Gary Trent has the number one free agent value contract according to your calculations.
According to that formula, which again is not, there's a lot of little caveats that come with it. I've written about kind of the upsides, downsides of the formula. But the point of the matter is, anyone who's ever seen the movie Moneyball, ever since that kind of style of thinking came into vogue, the whole idea has been trying to acquire players below their market value, right?
Yes.
And that's exactly what the Bucks did right there. And anytime you do that, that is an insane win.
When I see those rankings and Gary Trent's up there, and he's like, you know, he's like 1.7 points ahead of Kevin Love, so he's pretty far above. But you told me, you just said, you might like the Torian Prince signing even more. How's that even possible?
Well, okay, so the funny thing about the Torian Prince signing, and I've got the full spreadsheet in front of me now, the Torian Prince signing is he got paid exactly his market value based on my formula.
Okay.
I think his market.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Good value. His production value is about $3 million. He got paid $3.1 million next season.
Yep.
But, again, I'm not married to any mathematical equations. I understand. It's all, like, pieces of the pie, right?
And sure.
One thing with my work that I've been obsessed with over the last couple of years is if you look at teams, right, if you look at championship teams or the teams that fizzle out in the first or second round, right, role players, these two-way players, guys who, you know, will say – they're like 6'6 to 6'9, 6'10, right? If you have a guy, okay, if you can get a guy, look at the Dallas Mavericks. Let's look at the Dallas Mavericks. Before the trade deadline, right, they were just a team, okay? They're just whatever. They're a mediocre team in the West. I think having a guy like Luka Doncic helps you win so many games. It keeps you in the dance, right? But they didn't really become title contenders until the trade deadline. They go get P.J. Washington. What is P.J. Washington? He's a 6'10". Forward, okay, who has a little bit of offensive juice, can hit corner threes, provide some secondary rim protection, defends,
yep.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
A guy like that, guy like that's probably, if we ranked all 450 players in the NBA, I bet you he's probably not even in the top 100, right?
Agreed. But
he made so much of a difference because he gives the lineups balance. He gives them synergy, cohesion. He makes everything else make sense. And with the Milwaukee Bucks, they have one of the best top fours you could ask for in the NBA, right? They have Brook Lopez, Giannis, that's your power forward center. I still think there's enough mileage on them to give you another great season. You have Chris Middleton, who showed a lot in the playoffs to be happy about. Looks like he's back. Yep. And you have Damian Lillard, year two in uniform, right? But the problem is they don't have they couldn't find a guy last year who, whether if they put Pat Connaughton or A.J. Green at the three or Malik Beasley at the three, those guys are good shooters, good spacers, but you killed you on defense, right?
Yes.
Or if they put Marjon Beauchamp or Andre Jackson Jr., they're these nice, young defenders who are willing to put their bodies on the line, but the problem is that defenses don't respect them. They don't trust them.
Well, and Jay Crowder was supposed to be that guy, but he just couldn't. They just couldn't figure out, or he couldn't figure out, or he's done, whatever the above might be. He just, it didn't work out.
Exactly. And if you watch, if you go back, I challenge fans of the Milwaukee Bucks to go back, watch that Lakers-Nuggets series in the first round. Torian Prince was phenomenal. Forget what happened to the Lakers, but he is spacing the floor. And this is something Jay Crowder is not very good at. Torian Prince was able to, when defenses would run up to him and try to run him off the three-point line, there's this tactic in the NBA they call it the fly-by closeout, right? When you have a spot-up shooter, you try to test them, make them dribble the basketball inside the three-point line and beat you that way, right? And yep. Torian Prince against the Nuggets did a pretty nice job of that. And then defensively, he's a nice big body. He's got a history of being a really solid defender. And then again, he's long, so he can help protect the rim a little bit. You don't need too much rim protection, too, because you have Lopez and Giannis already, which is a very nice rim protecting combo.
Absolutely.
And so I look at Prince, and I'm like, this guy, again, if I rank, he's not even, he's a worse player than P.J. Washington in my eyes, right? He's a worse player, but he gives them the bridge they need between offense and defense that could balance them out, give them a five-man lineup that has really good two-way balance. And that might, again, this is a very tough Eastern Conference this year. This is going to be tougher than it was last year. But if it clicks, that could give them a five-man lineup that they can trust to close games with. And when you have that, it gives you a chance. And when you have that, you combine that with, should you combine that with star power like Giannis and Damian Lillard, you have a chance. And that's really all you can ask for as a Bucks fan.
Matt Issa joining us on Wisconsin Sports Daily. Dunksandthrees.com is the website. He also writes for Forbes.com and all sorts of other publications as well. So you mentioned, we mentioned the free agent signings and some of the young guys. What do you need to see from Giannis and Dame? Chris is going to do his job. Brooke's going to do his job. We know that, personally, Dame had, and I believe him, I don't think he had any problem with Milwaukee. I don't think he had any problem with the trade. I know personally he was going through some stuff last year, and I think it ended up being a bigger load on his shoulders than he thought it was going to be. What do you need to see from Giannis and Dame specifically for the Bucks to get back above the Celtics or the Sixers or the Knicks or the Pacers or whoever's in their way in the East?
To be honest with you, I think we were seeing it before the Giannis injury, what I wanted to see. And that was, you want to look at the two of them when they're on the court together and you want to see a really high net rating. Okay, what's the net rating? You want to see him like, +8, +9 net rating, +10 net rating per 100 possessions.
Yep.
And if you watch them in the beginning of the season, right, you can go on pvpstats.com. It's free to the whole general public, most of the website, right? You can go on there and look at two-man pairing net ratings. If you look at them in the beginning of the season, Damian Lillard and Giannis, they're like a +2 per 100, which means that...
Which is crazy, right? Like, how are they a +2?
Well, you're looking at two of the top, 15, 20 best offensive players in the world, right?
Yep.
What that means is, for some reason, one reason or another, they weren't synergizing offensively, right? A lot of people point to the fact that they weren't running enough pick and roll with Damian Lillard and Giannis. And as the season went on, this number began to creep up. They end the season at a .956 net rating is what I have in front of me. And that's, again, with the slow start. So now imagine you have that built-in synergy together. Can we see next season maybe they're a +11 together on the court, +12 on the court? That is very, very promising.
I think they can be. I think they can get there, Matt.
Yeah, I mean, that, of course, it'll depend a lot on Giannis's health, Damian Lillard's health. But we saw with the Denver Nuggets and Jokic and Murray, when you have a two-man machine like that, that is so in sync, that is so compatible, it makes you very, very dangerous in the playoffs. And we, unfortunately, just didn't get to see that because of Giannis's injury.
No doubt about it. And I think, like, it's why I cringe right now watching him play for Greece. And I know he has that national pride, and I know he loves his team. He just bought them all, Greek Freak Sixes or whatever, and he thinks Papa Giannis is going to be like the next Brook Lopez or whatever. And I'm like, man, I'm a Bucks season ticket holder. So as a season ticket holder, I'm like, man, Giannis, I just want you on the couch resting. I just want you getting that body healthy. And I know he loves it, and I know he wants to do it, and I'm sure he'll get the rest in afterwards, but it just, you know, he's not as young as he used to be.
Yeah, I mean, that's the other thing to pay attention to. I think of Giannis a lot like, it's weird to say this because the size difference, but like a Russell Westbrook, like think of these explosive athletes we've seen in NBA history who rely a lot on that athleticism to do a lot of their damage on both ends of the floor. And I know Giannis is coming off arguably his best offensive season ever. Some of that has to do with the spacing that Damian Lillard brings and the Bucks had last season. But I don't think, like, his peak is as long, he has as much left as it may seem. So I think it's really important that the Bucks really maximize these next, you know, 2-3 years. And from the people I talk to within that organization, it does sound like they're pretty cognizant of that, and they're really trying put their foot on the gas pedal this next 2-3 years.
Absolutely. Matt Issa joining us. You can follow him on Twitter at Matt Issa 15. That's MATISSA15. Matt, would anything else around the NBA catch your eye, really surprise you? You know, the Celtics bringing everybody back, which doesn't happen very often for championship teams, especially when people want to get paid. Anything else you're watching during the offseason? It could be Bucks related, but it could also be just like that storyline that you're excited to follow during this offseason.
I'll say something to give the Bucks a little bit of hope, because, I mean, I'm sure you look at the Celtics and you're like, you know, they brought back everybody. This juggernaut team, you see what they did to the Dallas Mavericks. And this is one of the most, to their credit, one of the most well-constructed top sixes I've seen in a very long time. Surely as long as I've been covering this league, I haven't seen one like it. But I could see a world where, you know, Porzingis ends the season pretty unhealthy. He's got this injury history. I talked to a couple people who, you know, have doctors in their lives, and they were talking about how damaging it was to his body for him to play through the injury that he did in the finals. I don't know what long-term effects that might have. And that would put a lot on the plate of Al Horford, who, what is he, 38, 39 years old. Yep. I don't know how much longer we can rely on him to keep doing that. So the Celtics, yes, they brought everybody back, but I could see a world where the center position completely, like, collapses under their feet, and they're going to be playing a lot of Luke Kornet, a lot of Xavier Tillman, which are, like, you know, fine backup centers. Again, I'm a Spartan. I love me some Xavier Tillman. He's got some of the best thighs I've ever seen in my life from a basketball player.
Yep.
But the Celtics they're not without this league. You know, last year we were thinking about the Denver Nuggets. Like, this team's unbeatable. They brought back their top six. I know they lost Bruce Brown, whatever. Nobody could stop Jokic and Murray, but they lost in the second round. So this league, there's a lot of parity. There's no juggernauts in my eye. Yes, the Celtics are the favorites, but I could see them falling.
And I think a lot of it ends up being Giannis and Dame and what they can do, and can they stay healthy? So, Matt, thank you so much for taking the time today. Love talking Bucks and love talking NBA. I have a feeling that I'll be calling you in the future for a longer form podcast to talk just like two NBA knuckleheads getting after it together.
I have a feeling that I'll enjoy that very much, Mitch.
All right. I appreciate it. He is Matt Issa, DunktonThrees.com, also for Forbes.com, and more. Matt Issa 15 on Twitter. Jim Tillard coming up next. You're listening to Wisconsin Sports Daily.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.